The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Welcome back. That is, of course, Friends Are Family from the Lego Batman movie, because today is International Friendship Day. So we're asking people about friendships and how to get out of toxic ones. To discuss further, I'm joined now by Henry McKean. Henry.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we've all had these kind of toxic friendships over the years, and they're saying that having friends can age you just as quickly as smoking. That's if it's a toxic relationship, and that's according to NYU. And yeah, they can age you if you're in a terrible relationship, not so much a relationship, but a friendship. Here is Sophie and Raina, who are not in a toxic relationship.
So we met in college. Yeah. In UL. We played football together, and then we had a couple of mutual friends. So,
I'm so sorry. Okay, thank you. I've just dropped my coffee. No. I mean, so this is how you kind of make friends. You kind of bump into them quite accidentally.
Oh, no.
So you're both from UL. You both became friends in a kind of natural way.
Yeah, it was kind of football that started, and we're actually going to America now in September together on for an exchange program for 4 months. So,
and how do girl friendships differ to boy friendships? I mean, is it a better style relationship?
I don't know. I can't speak on behalf of the boys now, but I would say, from my personal experience, I think we're very close. Yeah. And like, it's a lot more open and honest. Maybe we're just,
you chat about anything really. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything at all?
Anything at all. Yeah.
And what are you chatting about before I rudely interrupted and
I don't know if you want to know.
What's it about boys?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, we were actually talking about America, and we just had our embassy appointment, so we're getting ready for that now.
So how many years have you been friends?
Just two, is it? Yeah. Yeah.
And you get on really well.
Yeah, super well.
Super well, yeah.
Super well.
Yeah.
And great. Can you finish each other's sentences?
Yeah, we probably can.
Yeah. Without being too negative, how does one get out of a toxic relationship?
I'd say just distance yourself and just kind of cut ties.
Yeah.
Just be ruthless.
Yeah. You have to be.
Cut them off.
Yeah. Get rid.
2 years is actually not a long time for women to be friends. It takes an awful lot longer for the relationship to become toxic.
It's so true.
But you bumped into two work friends as well.
Yeah. And with boys, and I'm sure the listeners will correct us, with boys, friends, they can become friends within minutes.
Seconds.
And then they're just buddies, and they could like call over to each other's houses. Whereas you're right, with the ladies, it takes so much longer. I did meet two work friends, and the whole work friend dynamic is different again. They're actually on a break together, and we had a chat.
I'm having a chat with Kuan and Unwish. Your friends, your work friends, how does a work friendship differ to perhaps, you know, pals from school or growing up?
I guess, yeah, kind of, when you're in the work environment, obviously sometimes you have to be a bit serious, you have to be a bit like, oh, actually, here, I'll finish the chat in a minute when someone comes in. So I guess you have to sometimes, know the boundaries.
A professional friendship.
Exactly, but there can be the non-professional aspect to it as well. We chat about non-professional things as well, I'd say.
Yeah. And what do you have in common?
Eating food together.
Oh, yeah, big foodies. Yeah, big
foodies. Yeah, going for lunch. We try to have our breaks at the same time, so we can chat.
So you are pals, isn't that fantastic? And who's your best friend in the world? I know that's a big question.
Oh, I would say my mum.
Your mum?
Yeah.
And can your mum, or can a mum, be your best friend?
Yeah, she can. She can, yeah. Absolutely.
And where's your mum right now?
She's in India.
Do you want to say hi to her?
Oh, hi mum, how are you?
I don't know if I have one best friend. I have a few friends that live near, very close to me on my road. So I'd say one of them. But maybe three or four. But I wouldn't have one designated best friend.
And how important is it to have friends?
So important. Like, I feel like every achievement you have in life, it's not really as valuable if you don't have someone there to share it with you. So I think very important.
Friends are great.
Oh, there's a friend. Is that your mum now ringing?
She's not.
It's not your mum.
That wasn't his mum calling, was it, Henry? That young fella sounds like a lovely lad. He's not Shane Coleman's son by any chance. He seems like a nice fella.
Just pure coincidence. Yeah, it was Shane Coleman's son. And, you know, we did the interview and he said, you're from News Talk. I said, yes, we're from News Talk. And he said, "Oh, my dad works for that." And I said, "What's your dad's name?" And he said, "Shane." And I said, "Shane Coleman." And he said, "Yeah." But he seemed like a really decent chap, really, really lovely lad. And like that, I think I want to be friends with the Coleman family.
Right, okay.
You know, the whole family.
The whole, all because of them, all not seem, just Shane. You just want to extend yourself to the lot of them now.
They seem pretty decent.
Watch out, Coleman's, he's on the way.
But like, I remember years ago bumping into the actor Will Ferrell. And like that, I actually said to him, "Can I be your friend?" Because he was so nice in real life. And sometimes you do meet people out there who are decent and you want them to be in your life. He hasn't got back to me, but you know, perhaps he will.
You can live in hope. You can live in hope. What about couples, Henry? Can couples be friends? Can boys and girls be friends without friends with benefits?
Yeah, I mean, this is really, really interesting because, you know, sometimes the male might think, yeah, I can be friends with this female and we're just friends. But then the female might want something a bit more or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
So it can get messy. But absolutely, you can be friends with a lady or with a man and keep your trousers on. Completely.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, Henry.
And I think there's a big sea change just in the last 5 years. But yeah, many people can't, though. Many people actually feel they have to get into bed together. I met this Texas couple, Frank and Caroline.
We think we're friends. We were just actually talking about this at the... We've just picked up a car to drive around, and the person checking us out said that we had a very good vibe, which we took to mean that we're, you know, friendly with one another.
And you do have a good vibe. Well, I've just met you, and the listeners have just met you. So how do you get that good vibe?
We just really like each other. I think that we intentionally look for the good in each other, and we try to be very generous with each other. If we make a mistake or if we're annoying each other, then I hope you do this for me, that if I do something annoying, you're like, "Eh, well, everyone has an off day," instead of making it like essential to our character or something like that. So, and yeah, he's fun to be around. I like him.
Is she fun to be around?
Oh, very much so. She's got me all the way out here in Ireland. We're from the US. And we take a trip like this every year if we can, and we want to make sure we have a lot of fun together, make a lot of memories together.
Yeah. We just celebrated our 12th anniversary when we got here, so just a couple of days ago. Yeah, thank you.
And do either of you have any toxic friendships in your life that you want to cut out, or can you? I know that's pretty
a brutal question to be asking. We have, along the way, had some toxic friendships, people who just aren't doing as good anymore. And when we encounter those people, I wouldn't say cut them out of our lives, but we just try to, you know, hang out in small spurts. Maybe.
So you just, you know, cut down the visits?
Maybe, or just shorter time together. I have one friend in particular who will remain anonymous. You can't get it on the news. But I make sure I limited my time with him to like a day. Like, we're not going on big weekend trips or anything together.
I'm a talker, so I'm like a big fan of the heart-to-heart. If I have a friendship that's not going well, I try to, you know, talk it out, figure out what's going wrong, what's happening. And then, you know, if that doesn't work, I similarly will limit time. And, you know, I'm getting close to 40. I don't have time in my life for dramatic friendships. And I have many other good things. So.
That's a good point, isn't it? As people get older, you have less tolerance to deal with those type of people.
And it's harder. I think once you reach 40 to find a friend, it's actually harder. And lots of people join clubs. That's the way around it. But, you know, don't force it. And we do speak to an expert. Here is Leisha Redmond-McGrath from leisharedmondmcgrath.com, work and organizational psychologist and workplace coach.
Friendships, like any relationship, are an important part of the scaffolding of the lives that we want to live. And people might often say you don't get to choose your family, but you do get to choose your friends. And so choosing friends wisely is important. I think what happens very often is that people think once you're friends with someone, you need to always be friends with them. And actually, that's not necessarily true. When we're younger, we tend to have a much wider network of friends. But for various reasons, as we get older, we don't have the time or the energy or the inclination or whatever the reason to keep going with those friendships. And that's okay. Sometimes it's important to let friendships end. Not every relationship is meant to last forever. And I think where relationships can become toxic is when people put too much pressure on them, or they maybe outlive their purpose. So women often have deeper friendships relying on each other for support. Men often have friendships rooted in an activity, in time spent together, very often less emotionally connected. What we do know, in as much as that toxic friendships and frenemies can cause negative physical reactions in us, the reverse is also true. So I would certainly say, and you know, I've seen it played out in my own life and the lives of the many clients that I've had over 25 years, that relationships, friendships, are a really, really important part, worth investing in, worth knowing how to be a good friend and how to receive friendship from other people, but not being afraid to cut out the toxic ones when needs be.
Henry, thank you very much for that. That was very interesting. I'm actually going to be talking to Simon Tierney about how to make new friends later on in the programme. But for now, Henry McKean on International Friendship Day, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.